It's great to be together again on a Monday at the start of a new week, and I hope you enjoyed your weekend and that you're ready to come along with me and learn who God is. As we begin, I want to pray for all of us. If you're a person of prayer, please join me. Lord Jesus, thank you for bringing us together again to learn more about you. We are here to learn about you. We want to know God. I pray for people within the sound of my voice who do not know who you are. I pray for people who feel lost, lonely, and deeply burdened with the troubles and afflictions of this life, and who do not have a personal and intimate relationship with you. I ask that as these friends listen, you will speak to them. I pray they will not hear my voice, but your voice. Demonstrate for them how much you love them and tell them the truth about themselves and about you. I pray too for the Christ followers within my voice. Many of us are struggling too. We're battling our way through life in a sin-sick world. We can get discouraged. You can test us. And we can be tempted by the devil. Our faith sometimes stumbles and limps along. So I pray for these believers, and I ask that you, by your Holy Spirit, will strengthen us and encourage us this day. Renew our hope in you. As you said, Jesus, in the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Thank you for telling us this, Lord. We need to hear you today and every day. Please make us, as Christians, attentive to your word, and may the Holy Spirit always guide us into all truth. Help me to say what you want me to say, nothing more and nothing less. Strengthen me for this week together. Amen. Thank you for praying with me, and please do continue to pray for this radio ministry. I require your prayers on a continual basis. Ask God to give me clarity of mind and mouth, and to especially protect me from the evil one. If you'd like to join others in praying for God Is, email me today and I could tell you more. My email address, to be repeated at the end of the broadcast, is mark@markaswallow.com. Now, if you've been with me, then you know that we've established in the Bible that God is holy and that he commands us to also be holy. But the big question before us now is this: how? It's one thing to say that God demands holiness. It's another to walk you through the scriptures, as I have been doing, to demonstrate to you holy living is what God seeks. But it's another matter altogether to know how we are going to be holy. Because let's face it, and to be realistic and also honest with each other, the last thing a person wants to be is holy. It's completely unnatural to desire holiness. Now, it's popular to buy and to eat whole foods, WHOLE, or to live a holistic lifestyle. But to have one's character defined by being holy, HOLY, that is widely unpopular. Holy people are not popular people. Well, holy people are not popular people in this world anyway, but with God, the only popular people with God are holy people. Let me say it again. The only popular people with God are holy people. And so the challenge that is before me is to come alongside you and to show you how God makes us holy. And let me really stress at the beginning of this conversation that God is the one who makes a person holy. God does this. It is impossible in our humanness to be holy unless God, who is holy, transforms our lives into his holiness. I'm going to tell you more about this, but I want you to understand me clearly from the start. It is impossible in our humanness to be holy unless God, who is holy, transforms our lives into his holiness. Take myself as an example. Before I met Jesus Christ, I had zero interest in living a holy life. None. Zip. Zero. It's only because of God's transformative ministry in my life, specifically in my inner man, down there at the soul level, that I ever cared about being holy. So I am no one special, believe me. It's only by the grace of God that I'm able to be on this radio talking about holiness. It's by the pure grace of God in my life. Total grace. So, how am I going to lead us in such a discussion? Well, as is always my practice, I'm going to base everything I say in the Bible. That's for certain. Everything true that we learn about God, we learn from the very Word of God. He tells us all about himself here in the Genesis through the revelation of Jesus Christ. And let me use an analogy here for where we'll go within the Bible. I do not know if you like to go camping in the woods. I'll tell you how I feel about it. I love the idea, but I'm not so keen on the reality. I want to be one of these, you know, wild men, away on the weekend, setting up my tent, me, my book, my flashlight. But then I think about the coffee, the shower, my mattress. Anyway, let's think about our time together as going camping within the broad landscape of the Bible. Where are we going to camp out? We're going to set up camp in the book of Romans. Romans. Now, that doesn't mean we can't go on hikes to other parts of the scripture. For example, I was working in Romans this morning and I kept flipping over to 1 Corinthians. But that was just a hike. As evening approaches, I am now back in my camp in the land of Romans. And so here's what you will find valuable with a capital V. Read along with me in the book of Romans. Get a lay of the land, because we'll live together, as it were, in the land of Romans hereon God is. If you can get a copy of God's Word, or use the Bible online, or an app, or on your phone or computer, type in Romans and read the passages I will share with you. See it for yourself. I'll prompt you on what to read and when to read it. Also, up front, I'll tell you that this is not going to be a verse-by-verse, overly detailed study of Romans. I'd love to do that, but I must always come to terms with reality. The way radio works, I'm limited by time and also, quite frankly, the listener's attention span. Romans is 16 chapters and 433 verses. A purely expository, verse-by-verse approach will need to wait for a different mode of communication. Even now, some of you are like, okay, Swallow, get moving. All right, then. How does God make us holy? I'm ready to answer. And are you ready to receive it? I'm going to give it to you in one word. Ready, set, go. Gospel. Gospel. G-O-S-P-E-L. God makes us holy through the gospel. And you say, what is the gospel? And I say, thank you kindly for asking. That's exactly what I want to describe to you. Whatever it is, it's through the gospel that God makes people holy. So we better know what God means by the gospel, right? I'm reading now in Romans chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. There it is, that one word, gospel. Verse 9, this is Romans chapter 1 and verse 9. For God, whom I serve in my spirit in the preaching of the gospel. And then down to Romans chapter 1 and verse 15. So for my part, I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. And verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. Four times in the first chapter of Romans, the word gospel is used. And this tells us that it's going to be a key word in Romans. Now, here at the start, I will tell you what gospel means. The Greek word for gospel means good news. The gospel is good news. Here's how it sounds in the Greek. Euangelion. Euangelion. That is the gospel, good news. Now, simply, that is what it means. But obviously, there's more to it than that. We need to know the content of this good news because, again, this is how God makes us holy. Let's drop down to Romans chapter 1 and verses 16 through 17. I'm reading now Romans chapter 1, verses 16 through 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. These two verses contain the theme for the entire book of Romans and describe for us in rich detail the truth of the gospel. What is the gospel? It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. These two verses, out of 433 verses in this book, give us the theme. And we're going to pull these verses apart, understand them piece by piece, sometimes word by word, and then put it all back together again. That's what we will do at Camp Romans as we seek to understand how God makes a man holy, how God makes a woman holy. And remember, if ever you miss a broadcast, just go on over to the WEZE website and download the podcast for free. This way, you can listen to them whenever you want, or you could re-listen to them whenever you want. www.590amtheword.com. www.590amtheword.com. Click podcasts, and then God Is will be there. Am I whetting your appetite for more? I certainly hope so. Now, we'll soon be out of time for today, so here's what I invite you to do. Read all of Romans chapter 1 by broadcast time tomorrow. It's 32 verses. And I guarantee you, this will not take you long to do. Feel free to read it more than once if you want to. Romans chapter 1. You just open up your Bible's New Testament. There'll be Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Then you'll have Acts. And then you come to the book of Romans. Now, you might say, there's no way I'm doing that. All right, can I negotiate with you then? Read Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. 17 verses. Will you at least read that? Or let's say that we have someone listening to me who is an overachiever. Okay, then I have something for you. Start memorizing Romans chapter 1, verses 16 through 17. Just jump right in and put to memory two verses, Romans 1, verses 16 through 17. When you come back tomorrow, I'm going to tell you more about who wrote this book of the Bible, who is the author, and what do we know about him. So if you would, read Romans chapter 1 or a portion thereof, and then come along and join me tomorrow for more of who God is.